Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A report today on the success of a Bracken County Extension Office project, creating there a deer donation station. Local Extension Agent David Appleman sets the stage.
As a county agent, I get calls with crop damage, garden damage, and requests to make recommendations on what to do.
Like many counties, their deer herd is booming, so much so it's creating those kinds of problems, so Appleman reached out for help.
We worked with our wildlife officer, Mr. James Beckett, and he was the one who really came up with this idea of doing this, and then we also worked with Dr. Greg Renfro.
We'll get to Renfro in a minute, but Beckett said to really draw down the herd a little, he said harvesting more doe is the answer, so they reached out to local hunters.
In Bracken County, we have the limit of one male, but we're unlimited on female deer.
He says for many hunters, they're after that trophy rack of the male, but through their project, they asked hunters to do more.
Go ahead and take that doe. If you don't have a use for the meat for yourself, bring that by and donate it.
Thus, they became the deer donation station. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Bracken County Extension Agent David Appleman says a host of volunteers came together for their project. The hunters, of course, the Kern family, whose local company, Weber Farms, volunteered refrigerated trucks for transportation, and back to Greg Renfro, UK meat scientist.
We've talked to him about the possibility of utilizing the UK meat lab to process the meat, which really helped me knowing that we would be following food safety guidelines, producing a very safe and wholesome product.
They set the project for the second weekend of gun season and got 16 donated deer. Greg Renfro oversaw the volunteers who did initial processing before transporting to UK for final processing and packaging.
I haven't got a final total on how many pounds of meat, but we do anticipate a good amount that we will be able to bring back to Bracken County and use in our three food bank distribution areas.
All in all, Appleman feels the project was a success. They plan to do it again for next season. He'd be glad to advise other interested counties. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.